I wrote President Obama. Someone said to me, "You think he'd write you back?" And I said, "Well, I don't know why not. If he believes he could be the president of the United States, and I believe that he could write me back, because who am I? Am I any less? Not to belittle President Obama, but because I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that we all could be somebody. It's a shame that George Floyd had to be not alive to make this. It's a shame. But God has his reasons for everything. And he made George Floyd a powerful man. And he was powerful in life for the people that he touched with his heart that have their memories of him. Like his brother, you know, and the stories that they told, that they didn't have a dryer, and how they hung up their socks and stuff, you know, they had to fight for spots, you know what I mean? So he touched their lives because he was their superhero, and now he's the world's superhero, you know? So listen, I definitely don't want to be also a superhero, and I don't think of myself as a superhero. I think of myself as a superhero to myself. Yeah, I think so. Because I know where I came from, and I know what I have done in my life, and I know I've touched people's lives in my time. I know I've touched people's lives. I don't know what they've done with it, but I know I've done good, and I know I've touched people's lives. I know I live a good life and do right. Try to. Yeah, I'm not perfect and I sin. But I know that I don't sin and ask for forgiveness and don't and do that sin again. Sure, we don't do it deliberately. And I know that God knows that. And I can say that and feel 100% confident with that. I know that I have life lessons. And mostly, I know that the system and how inside it's wrong. The mental health thing, and how it needs to be weeded out, you know, policy, procedure, protocol, and perception. That is the problem. Because these protocols and these procedures, it ain't just policies, it's the procedures. And the protocols. It takes too long to get help. It takes too much to get help. And you don't even have someone helping you to get to that part. I've said in so many recordings, talking to people, and when you ask to try to help them, it's the same way when Black people want to be a part of the conversation to help make the change. Don't you think you should speak to people with the mental illness, with the developmental disabilities, to be a part of that conversation? They just make it on the surface. That's the perception part, that you're a part of it. But no, don't get tricked by that. Don't be fooled by that. That's a shadow. That I've seen it in the mental health field. It's just a shadow. It's a perception. They put these brochures up. They have this website up. They show you what they think they want you to see. Okay? But when you're in the nitty-gritty, when you're in the midst of it ain't like that. Because when you're talking to your MSC, which is now a CCO, do they have the good intention? Did they make a CCO, not an MSC, because an MSC was, you know, conflict of interest? Yeah, but when you got the CCO telling you something that ain't my job, I don't have to call that agency because I don't work for that agency. So I don't call that agency to get the COMHAB. And make sure that they're doing those hours because you're approved for 35 hours, but they're telling you that ain't my job. But what are you as an MSC? Aren't you the advocate? You know, and I got this on recording. So tell me what that is. So they take you out, put you here, just a different name, different initials. Say it's not a conflict of interest, but now you tell. So, you know, perception. So there's so much that people need to know and understand. And we can't make the same mistakes within racism. So we make these policies and procedures, and we see them. But we got to make sure that it's inside, in the nitty-gritty, in the mix of things, within these police stations. Because what's going to change is the people. It is the people. Because they didn't, when they say, well, it's one bad apple, it's not one bad apple. It's a whole grove of trees. And they might not all be planted together. And it might not be every apple on that tree. But one apple can't speak out. Because they'll make sure you're rotten real quick. And they'll make sure you're thrown out from that tree, put on the ground, stomped down, and phew. So no one speaks out. Because you don't want to be the lone wolf and ostracized. That's the problem. That's the systemic institutionalization. And it's everywhere, for everything. For all people that get discriminated for. And these procedures and the red tape for you to get some kind of help and services. It's no different how they're trying to make these voting suppressing. Making it so difficult. Why is it so difficult to get help? And so demeaning. If someone needs help, they should get the help. Why do you feel like you got to kiss somebody's tush to get some help? You know, people can't be down now. All these people now that are down and out losing their job, people on food lines who've never been food lines before. A lot of them probably talk bad about people who needed food before. You think that these people, that black families who need help, they ain't interested in getting a job. They weren't interested in providing for their family. But maybe a good, hardworking man, he lost his job. He's a provider. He got some kids and he needed to get on to get some services just for a short time. But they make you feel like you terrible. They make you feel like you know, just everything, it like you have to almost beg for it on top of it.